This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump has warned Iran against attacking any U.S. assets, saying on Twitter he has 52 targets already chosen to strike should Iran attack the United States. The president's threat came after several explosions in Baghdad where no one was injured. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the explosions followed emotional funerals for Iran's top general Qasem Soleimani and several others.
Thousands of mourners marched in a funeral procession through Baghdad for Iran's top general and the Iraqi militant leaders killed in a U.S. airstrike Friday. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation for the death of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of the elite Quds force. President Hassan Rouhani says the U.S. made a big mistake, the consequences of which will be seen for years to come. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's been telling allies in the region, including Iraq's president, that the U.S. remains committed to de-escalation.
That is Ben Thomas of AP reporting. As Ben mentioned, Iran has vowed to avenge Soleimani's death. AP's Julie Walker reports a cyber attack is one threat the U.S. faces.
From cyber attacks on our U.S. banks and other financial institutions to our infrastructure, Iran has done it before and will do it again, says cybersecurity expert Sandra Joyce of FireEye.
They need to attempt to create some symbolic or meaningful action as the revenge that they've been talking about, but it really needs to land short of provoking this full military response by the U.S.
She also says they may attack our elections with disinformation campaigns as they've done in the past.
In some cases, we've seen them actually impersonate political candidates.
I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Cooler weather has blown into New South Wales, but deadly bushfires continue to burn across southeastern Australia. Sunday's cooler temperatures came after a searing day on Saturday when the thermometer soared above 43 degrees Celsius in Canberra and nearly 50 degrees in the Sydney suburbs. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Sunday that while the temperatures have cooled, a long fight remains to control the fires.
While the weather conditions have improved, as you would have heard as reported from New South Wales and Victoria, there are still many fires that are raging, and there is a very significant firefighting effort which is continuing.
Morrison has activated more than 3,000 Australian reservists to help fight the deadly wildfires, which have killed 24 people, burned more than 5 million hectares of land, and destroyed more than 1,500 homes. 14 people died and 9 were wounded in a bombing on a bus bringing children back from a school break in northern Burkina Faso Saturday. It was not immediately clear who was responsible for the blast, which occurred in Soro province near the border with Mali. Islamist groups with links to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group have increased attacks in the area over the past 2 years, despite international efforts to stamp them out. Chad has ended a months-long mission fighting Boko Haram in neighboring Nigeria and withdrawn its 1,200-strong force across their common border. The Chadian troops, brought out in pickup trucks and tank transporters, crossed the bridge back to their home capital of N'Djamena by way of the Cameroon border town of Kusere. Boko Haram began an insurrection in Nigeria a decade ago, leading to at least 35,000 deaths, with violence spilling over into Chad, Niger, and Cameroon. China has replaced Wang Jimin, the head of its Hong Kong liaison office, the most senior mainland political official based in the Chinese-controlled territory. His removal follows more than 6 months of often violent anti-government protests in the city. China's Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security said on its website late Saturday that Wang, who had held the post since 2017, had been replaced by 65-year-old Luo Huimin. Until November, Luo was the top official of China's ruling Communist Party in the northern province of Shanxi. Protests that began in June over a law that would have allowed the extradition of Hong Kong defendants to mainland China for trial have now morphed into demands for more freedom and protection of Hong Kong's status. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.